With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really pleased now to be talking with Kyle Nelson, the Rockport High School boys hockey coach. Well, the Rockport High School hockey coach. And coach, welcome back to MSO. And I'm neglecting, you have a co-op. You've got a couple of other kids besides Rockport players, don't you?
Yes, we do. Manchester, Essex, and Ipswich High School students as well.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you on a great effort this season. You know, Rockport, talk about undermanned. Rockport, one of the smaller schools probably in the solar system, and you guys always compete so well. And speaking of that, the regular season is over except for a makeup game, as you were telling me. If you could reflect on the season, Coach, I mean, you had great competition. You were very competitive in almost every single game. You weren't blown out of any.
Yeah, so in the beginning of the year, we had a really good start. And then around the holidays, right after the holidays, we were playing some of our best hockey, but then, like everyone else goes through, we got sick.
Mm-hmm.
We had one of our senior defensemen that was out with mono. He missed a lot of time, and we couldn't really get in a stride, hit our stride in the middle of the season. But the last couple of weeks, we've found our game back, and it's going right into the best time of the year.
All right. There were two games that you got dominated. Triton, I believe, was one of them early on, and then there was another one somewhere down the line. I guess it was Shawsheen. However, that said, all the rest of the games were very close. And I think I'm looking at, you know, some of the games you played against, one-goal games either up or down, particularly Shawsheen. Essex Tech you played tough. And you know, it's a matter of maybe getting a goal here and there that you needed. But also, the Pawtucket game, 6-5, that you ended up on the short end of, was that a really good, fun game to watch for the fans?
Oh, yeah. That was actually probably the most fun that I've had being on the bench all year. Because it was one of those games where it was just back and forth, chances all the time. You know, from a defensive standpoint, you don't really like it. But just being a fan of the game, watching the offense, and seeing some of the plays that were made throughout that game, it was a real treat.
Yeah, and again, you played everybody so tough. Hamilton won them. You ended up with a tie. You beat Amesbury a couple of weeks ago by a goal. And then Linfield comes to town. Linfield, or actually you had to go to Peabody. Linfield flying high, seated number one for most of the year in D3. And Coach Gardner was absolutely raving about the fact that you guys almost stole one from them. And he was mentioning your goaltending. So please tell me about that.
So first I want to talk about the Amesbury win and
okay.
Hamilton win of tie.
All right, let's do it.
And so the Amesbury game, we were down 2-0 in the second period. Then we tied it up 2-2, and then went ahead 3-2. And then the Hamilton-Wenham game, we were down 3-0 and came back to tie it 3-3, and that resulted in a tie.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that we've started to find as the season goes on is we're figuring out how to not give up. For the middle stretch of the season when we got down, it was just like, oh boy, here we go again. And we would try to get things going and we couldn't sustain it. But over the last couple of games, we've done a really good job of sticking with it. And once we get one, it's kind of like the floodgates open.
Mm-hmm.
At least in those two games. But so for the Linfield game, we ended up taking a lead in that early. And then we played with them in a 1-1 tie through two periods.
Right.
And like you were talking about, being the high seed in Division III, and the big team that they are, strong, fast team that they are, we just kind of ran out of gas trying to contain them. And we started freshman goalie Aaron Crompton in that game, and he was phenomenal. He had 40-something saves.
Okay. And the thing is, when you're the David against the Goliath at this point, there's no such thing as moral victory, but it feels good when you compete and you know that you can compete. And you were talking about, you know, you have to learn to finish things off. I would think that the kids have started to develop some mental toughness, and I know you got a lot of seniors, but that's going to trickle down to your younger kids too.
Right, definitely, yeah. We have figured out the whole mental toughness piece. at this point, and it starts with our senior leadership. And Dougie Pratt, who was also an assistant captain last year, this is his second year in that role. So for him, trying to keep everybody up as well as keep himself up, I think that took a little while for that to settle in. But now Dougie keeps the guys going in the positive direction when we do get down.
Tell me about what happened after the Linfield game and how you guys managed to go out losing on Saturday night and coming out and taking it to Swampscott on Monday. Because that, I mean, if ever there was a signature game that you can be proud of, it's got to be that 5-2 win over the Big Blue.
Yeah, so after Saturday, the message that we sent to the team as coaches was just, listen, like, they're the only undefeated team in the state for a reason, right? We stuck with them for two periods, which shows that we can play with some of the best teams in the state, right? At least in the similar divisions that we're at. So that was the message there, that we can do it. You know, we did it. We just ran out of gas. And we have a quick turnaround. We got to take care of ourselves, and we got to come out and play a team that we thought we probably should have beaten earlier in the year, too. We just had a couple of breakdowns that changed the way the game was going. And just come out and play that team and beat a team that we thought we should have beat early on.
Who were the offensive heroes for you guys in that game?
So Quinn Brady, junior left wing, he was great. That whole line, actually, Quinn Brady, Ryan Meany, and Dougie Pratt, they set the pace. Quinn had 4 points. I think Meany had three. Wow. Dougie had a couple. They were all over the ice the whole game, and they dominated the forecheck.
Outstanding, outstanding. All right, so now you have one game remaining against Amesbury. So tell me what's left now for this season.
So actually, next Saturday is probably the biggest game of the season. Right now, we are 3-1-1 in the Cape Ann League Baker. Amesbury and Pawtucket are both 3-2 in the Baker. So we have a point lead for first place in our league. So Saturday will probably come down to who wins the Baker.
Coach, that's so cool, and I'm pardon my ignorance for not knowing that. I've had a hard time finding standings, but and what about the state tournament? How do you guys match up in there?
So right now we're 28th in Division Four, and we just jumped up from 31 to 28 with the win over Swampscott, and then Amesbury, I believe, is 20th right now. So a win or a tie against them will look good either way for us. So we should be okay.
All right, and when is that Amesbury again, please? When's that game?
That is Saturday the 18th,
Saturday.
Late one, 8:50 p.m.
And where is that?
Salem, New Hampshire.
Okay, well, okay. I'm not even going to ask. Oh, my God.
That's the only sheet of ice we could get for their home game.
Oh, God bless hockey players, man, I'll tell you what. Well, good luck, Kyle. Good luck on that one, and great season so far. Keep it going.
Thank you very much, Rick.
All right, Coach, take care. Talk to you later.
You too.
Bye-bye. That is Kyle Nelson, who is the Rockport High School hockey coach. And you heard it. They still got a chance for first place in their division and trying to move up on those standings in D4 for the state tournament. That is Kyle Nelson, as I mentioned. This is MSONewsSports.com.